flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
the seeker asked the master, life is so tough, and spirituality is even tougher. It's like climbing the mountain. The master said, no. Spirituality is not about climbing the mountain. It is learning to dance while climbing. It's not to get tired and exhausted. It is learning the art of celebration whilst you climb. Spirituality is to enjoy the dance of existence in the theater of life. It's not about complaining about the script. And the performance of other actors. It's about putting your life and soul into your acting. It is to give such an excellent performance that the whole audience shouts once more. The entire Murli is about simplicity. Do not complicate it by overthinking. Just flow like a river. Relaxed. So in today's Murli, there are many points. Some of them are written here. Love binds and love frees. Both are equally true. Baba has given different examples taken from the path of bhakti. The first is this, where in Bhagavatam, Mother Yashoda is tying Krishna. That is called Damodar Leela. So Baba said, you have tied God with the ropes of your love and bhavana. In return, he has given you the swing with two strings. Now it depends upon you what you do. Do you enjoy the swing? Or you keep on complaining? That's why the second example is an example of Draupadi. Are you always crying out? As the saying goes, man remembers God only in the times of trouble. Rest of the time, he is busy in watching reels and shorts. So put an end to this complaining business. Just enjoy the show. He is not good. This situation is not good. This place is not good. My fortune is not good. Drama is not good. What do we complain about? You can make a list of things. Start from your own self. I am worthless. I am not good. I don't know this. I have not taken birth in a rich family. I am poor. I am uneducated. So many complaints. Second complaint is about others. Others are not good. They don't know good manners. Third complaint is about fate. Drama. Weather, situations, challenges, circumstances. Another complaint is about God Himself. He is partial. Hidden complaints. So the mind which is full of complaints never experience peace. Replace complaints by gratitude. Whatever you are, whatever you have got till now. A deep sense of gratitude for everything. This attitude will bring peace to the restless mind, the grumpy soul. Is restive all the time. That's the second point. The third point is about Shankar. You have been given the third eye of wisdom. Before that, what are you doing with your two other eyes? The third eye is not to see ghosts. It is to see the truth. Where you stand. Look back. Last 5 years, what you did. Last 10 years, what are you doing? Last 20 years, what are you doing? Where do you stand? In this path of spirituality. Third eye is the eye of discrimination. Third eye is to see what is real and what is unreal. Money is real. Has it given you happiness? Or it is just a trap? Sense pleasure, has it given you happiness or you are more caged? Viveka, the eye of discrimination. God alone is real. Rest, everything is unreal. The more you stay in the world and more you see worldly things, the more you are attracted towards the world. That's why a spiritual seeker has to seek silence and solitude. Go in silence, shut up the room and cry and ask him to reveal his true nature. Intense longing for God, intense yearning for God. I don't want anything except you. Reveal to me your nature. Reveal to me the purpose of my life. Why I am here. What I have to do. Where do I stand? Look back and see the sense pleasure. What it has given you. Nothing. The name. The fame. It is dross. It is so filthy, filled with disagreeable thing. What is the goal of life? God alone is the goal of life. God alone is real. Rest, everything is unreal. What you are chasing, these relationships, the worldly pursuits, the job, the occupations, the career, for what? It will bring nothing but frustration. So the third point is eye of wisdom, viveka. This viveka, at what point of time you are realizing in life? At the age of 5? At the age of 10, at the age of 15, at the age of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. It depends. The earlier, it is better. The fourth point is Shiv Shakti, avatar. Shiv Shakti. Turn your weaknesses into strength. Baba said, sprain of thought. There's a hole, there's a ditch, and you fall down. So turn weaknesses into your strength. Don't keep on shouting, I am powerless, I am powerless, I am powerless. The fifth is heaven contractor. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to construct it. You want a spiritual 5-star hotel with buffet of bliss in heaven, but nobody wants to construct it. You are the architect of your own heaven. Heaven is here and now. Heaven is not a place, it is the state of being. The sixth point, guide. You have to guide people. And what is the method of guiding? It is not to hold their hand and take them. Light the path and let them walk. But spiritual, but worldly people, they don't want guide. They want driver so that they can sleep and driver will carry you. Spirituality is not Ola or Uber. It's to wake up and walk. Be a light unto yourself. Seventh, love lean. It is divine love is not about losing one's identity. The drop is merging into the ocean and not getting lost. Spirituality is not about getting lost. The drop is merging into the ocean and becoming ocean. It's not about getting lost, it's about becoming the whole. The part is becoming the whole. The drop is becoming the ocean. The river is turning into the ocean. Baba said, love lean. Get drowned in this ocean of love. Divine love is the sweetest saccharine. Unmeasurable in sweetness. Only he who has tasted it will know it. There are two ants. One ant has spent its life in eating salt the whole life. The mountain of salt. Once the ant meets another ant. Now this another ant has tasted the mountain of sugar. So when the ant eating the mountain of salt is informed about another mountain which has got sugar, it denies the presence. It says, no, there is no such like this. My salt itself is so sweet. So also, a worldly person lost in the sensual pleasures of the world will never know the divine nectar of God. Such divine intoxication, such divine inebriation. It is spiritual tempest. A flood that you get lost into. The next is Baba said, do not think that Sahaj Yogi means you become lazy. Sleeping and saying that I am meditating is not to become Sahaj. Laziness is not that. And the last point, you are Shiv Shakti. You are Master Almighty Authority. So convert and everything which is difficult into everything which is easy. So these are the 9 points from today's Murli. First, you are like that Yashoda who has tied God with her strings of love and bhavana. Second, you are, don't become like Draupadi, crying out all the times, complaining all the times. The ground is not good, so I cannot dance. The third is, Shankar, you have got the third eye of wisdom. That is called discrimination. Learn to discriminate. What is good, what is bad, what is real, what is unreal. What is to be done, what is not to be done. What is worthy, what is unworthy? What is truth and what is falsehood? This discrimination is everything. And for this discrimination, you need company of holy people. For this discrimination, you need silence. You need solitude. You need earnest longing for God. The next, Shakti Avatar. You are Shiv Shakti. Turn your weaknesses into strength. The next is Heaven Contractor. You have to create your own heaven here and now. Forget the heaven that is going to come. Here and now, in your own mind, heaven is the name of the stage of mind, where there is eternal bliss and you are happy all the time. The next is guide. You have to guide. For becoming guide for the world, for becoming world guide, let there not remain a stress of darkness within you. The being should get enlightened. Then only you can guide. The real knowledge is experience. Anubhav is real knowledge. You guide others with your own experiences, not from the things taken from books. There's a nursing staff, a new nursing staff, an intern. She sees that in one hospital, it's a day of discharge, and it is the rule of the hospital that every patient should be wheeled to the gate. They should not walk. So one gentleman in his room was ready with the luggage. He is fit for discharge and he is about to go. The intern, the nursing intern, goes there and says, "Come, I'll wheel you to the door." He says, "No, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm comfortable. I can walk." She says, "No, you have to sit on the wheelchair. I will wheel you to the door." And she takes that man. He resists, but she takes. She's a new intern, a nursing intern. And she takes the man to the door of the hospital. And there now he's standing. She said, "What now?" She says, "I'm waiting for my wife. She's the patient changing her gown. She's in the washroom." Don't jump to conclusions and join the bandwagon. Spirituality is about knowing the truth. So, Heaven Contractor, guide, loving soul. Not careless, not lazy, but search. And the last is Master Almighty. So, what are the tasks? No complain day and see everything as easy. This is the challenge. No matter what situations come, see everything as an easy thing. 24 hours, put a full stop to all your complaints. This is a good challenge. No challenge day. No complaint. Sorry. One day experiment of no complaining. And seeing everything as easy. This is the one new task. Creating a cartoon. Difficult into easy. Think of what you can create. Something on one side difficult, and that difficult is becoming easy. And the last task is find out 5 ways so that your love for God increases. Love. Level. Let it rise. You don't fall in love. You rise in love. So rise in this love. Every single day. Let the love exponential rise. Let it rise by leaps and bounds. Let it reach the highest peak and then see and then compare. Before this divine love, the worldly love is so worthless, so temporary, so deceptive. The divine love is the Himalaya amongst mountains. Om Shanti.